I'll take the.
I'm sorry about that.
Pashas Shmois, we have the Inyan of the Gula, obviously. Very, very fundamental Pashas, obviously, in many ways. It speaks about the Gula Asida and all the Gulas in Klal Yisrael. And as always, there's a hitch. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go, and he gets everything in order, and he does exactly like Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him. And Melech Mitzrayim rebuffs him. And then, you know, Klal Yisrael complains to him, and he says, Lama Hara Oisa. So, there's a taina later on to Moshe Rabbeinu and Vaera why the Ovis Chaval the Ovdin, the Ovis were Maminim, and they were even the hard times, everything went well, and you not. But it's hard to understand that it was a Chatchila set up just as an Isoyan. In other words, we can understand it that there's a reason why it's set up in a certain way, and there's a Nisoyan attached to it. It's just like something takes a long time, so there is a Nisoyan that's associated with it that you have to believe and keep faith and so on. But the Selech HaTchila, that the whole Dvar Hashem was set up in order just to test him, to see if despite the setback he would have Emunah, is hard to learn a little bit. The Gula itself over here, it says he told him to go and to tell them the Lashon of Pakoit Pakarati. That's the Lashon that he should go to Klal Yisrael and speak to them. And Rashi says that they have a simen, Masal Aviyam, that whenever somebody comes and will say Pakoit Pakarati, that's going to be the Gula is going to come with that. The obvious question we've spoken about in different contexts, different times, is that it's something that bon efshach. If nobody knew the simen, it's not a simen. If everybody knows the simen, it's also not a simen. what does it mean that it's a simen masal yadam? Who was the yadam that it was given? And we spoke once about the inyan of pikadon shaboy, that the basic point was it was a simen, meaning it's a presentation of geula that only the true Goyal and Klal Yisrael could agree upon. There's something about this Musig of Geula that is unique, something that a Mashiach Sheker would not come up with it, but Bechol Oifin, and only somebody who's Emes and Klal Yisrael who recognizes Emes. We once spoke about the Nyapikot, and I'd like to understand a similar Mahalach coming from a different angle, that there's something about Pakoit Pakarati itself that is it's something which is in the teichen of how the Gaulus will come, how the Gula will come, that's unique to Klaisel's understanding of Gula, and it's something which only someone who's a Deva Emes will say. This Pakoit Pakarati, there's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that says that because it has these, the five Lashonos of Geula are all the double letters. The Mansapach, the Mem, the Nun, the Tzadik, the Pei, the Chof, those are the Oisius. Here it was the Pei. So obviously, if there are five letters that are miyuchet, that are different, so it stands to reason that there must be some sort of teichen to it that's unique, special. Trying to find a little bit of a connection to it. I mean, it's very nice to have these five letters that are special, but what about it? So we notice about it that these are the five letters that are miyuchet, that they're a seif of a word. In other words, there are letters that are in the middle, in the process of the word. So when I'm saying a word, there are letters. Every letter in the word is part of the process, part of the mahalach, so to speak. These are oisius seifius, a very, very unusual configuration, where when you finish a word, you have five letters unique. I don't know if other languages are not familiar, but al-Kopanim, definitely from what I know, it's unique. So you could say it's Meramez and Negula. These are letters that are in a safe pasuk, in a safe word. So it's kind of Meramez and Negula. The Gula is a safe. There's also the safe. But that's not what these letters are. These letters are double letters. In other words, it's a letter that appears both in the middle and the end. I could expect that, let's take something, you have a period comes after a sentence, it's not part of the sentence. So if a certain letter were to appear always as a oisisium, lemoshel, in English we have capital letters that are sometimes the first letter of the word. So the capital letter as a capital letter appears that way. Here you have double letters, and the letter itself appears both in the middle and at the end. So, we'll ask a klotzkasha, being that we don't understand much about it anyway. If these letters are somehow Meramez de Gula, then why wouldn't they be only safe letters like the Geula is? It's a type of shaila that if we have some of one, it means something. If not, it's esoteric. That's it. It's not. We don't understand it l'chatchila to start with. So the detail is not such. Not something a person can be oimid and tamei on, unless there's some sort of havana what it is. In the musik that pakoy pekida is a geula, there's something very strange. The word pakad tends to mean geula, Hashem pakad asura, and so on, pakadati, and so on. But there's one place where it's used as a false start. The Gemara in Megillah goes through all the mistakes that people made in Cheshbonis. Achashverosh, that's why I made the Sudeden, Daniel also made a mistake. Because there's a steer in the Psukim, if Shivim Shana means for Bavel, or Shivim Shana from Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, the first date is Lepkida Ba'alma. It's just for Pekida. And it says, Kairish was Pekid Kaisol, and he said, why don't you get going and doing? And started, stopped, that was it. So it's not normally we learn these type of false starts as either it's a totally false start or maybe something was meant to happen but our Averis messed it up. That's the way we normally approach these type of inyanim. So we could have said that in Kairish's time there could have been a gula but the class was messed up. Here it says not like that. Here it says l'chatchila, the date for gula came with a date for a false start and for real geula. What does it mean? How do you have a date for a false start? Or what is it? If it's not a false start, so what is it? What's Pekida Ba'alma? What is this Pekida Ba'alma that it's Akdama for the rest of it? So, first one, so the Maral says in Gvuras Hashem, it's in Lamed, I think, Per Lamed, the Maral stells to the Pokrit Pakarati to another Chazal. It says, it's a passing Shashim, Doime Doide Litzvi, my beloved one is like a Tzvi. Ma Tzvi Azeh is Nira V'choyze V'nichse. Just like the Tzvi, when you see a deer in a forest, you catch a glimpse of him, and then he disappears, and then later you catch a glimpse of him. So too the goyel of Klal Yisrael is nira v'nichse v'choyze v'nira. So Moshe Rabbeinu also, he disappeared for a few months in a few months afterwards, and came back again. So there was a nira and a nichsa and a nira. So the goyel of Klal Yisrael, his tchuna is nira v'nichsa v'chayze v'nira. So to here also. Is that a defining? Is that a defining midah? Maral says this is the pakoid pakadati, that there are two steps in the pakadati, and I want to pakoid pakadati is the same word. You know, it's not ki'ilu two separate things. This pakoid pakadati, and one pakida is the first pakida, and then the second pakida. That's how the Maral learns the pakoid pakadati. That there is a nira, and then there's a nichsa and a chayze v'nira. That's the teichin of pakoid pakadati, and it's built on the Chazal that doima doide letzvi, that the goyel rishon of Klal Yisrael will be nira v'nichsa v'chayze v'nira. So we see from here that we're talking not about something that is a sort of a mikra in any one case, but doima doide tzvi is a gedura, that my doide is like a tzvi, and the process will always be a nira v'chayze v'nira. That's going to be the process. And the question is, why? If anything, this seems to us misleading. I mean, I can understand sometimes you have to redo it a few times, sometimes it happens, but that this is the core of Geula, that it comes with two stages, a so-called full stage, and then a real stage. What's the Indian? And that's what he says, the Maral puts the two together. So I want to say over Nakuda, I saw, it's a very deep Nakuda, before my Shalurian, basically, Nazai says it, I'm going to try a little bit to be masberit, and he makes the following tushtel. Chazal speak a lot about a physical phenomena that is an isha is not misaberes from bia rishayna. A woman's not misaberes from bia rishayna. It's something that is a little bit tamuha mitzad the tachlis abriya. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the zivug of ish and isha to be moilid, so why is it that bir ishena would not be moilid? But that's why it is. Chazal also, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's used in Ksubis. It's used in Ksubis in the earlier dafim lahalacha. That bia rishayna has a tafkid. It says eini shekareses bris ela misha sa kli. So that's why it's called bias mitzvah. It's there's a kareses bris with through bia rishayna, and there's ibur and leida through bia shnia. And then Chazal speak in different places about bia shaylet al atzmam and so on and so forth. It seems it's a topic that mitzad the treichen shaboy, because we're dealing with one of the most fundamental in yonim rebriya, mitzad its treichen, it transcends just the dry halacha that's negeah to ksubis, and it's something that we talk about. It's really something. It's a pattern that goes to the you say this at a bria and kulay. So he shals it so, and I want to try it. And he says b'meila, there are two in yanim, and he shals to these two in yanim here. And I'd like to try to be masbit a little bit, understand some of the oimek of it. Whenever you have a relationship between two people that hinge on a certain mitzias, there are two ways to there are two ways to be mesader. What is the tachlis and what is the emtsoi? L'mashal, if if I say I'm going to be eating a good suda, and Yaakov is going to come. So one movement of that statement is that I want a good suda. Yaakov knows how to cook it, and he knows how to make matamim, and Yaakov's going to come and prepare that suda. That is one movement. There's a second movement. I like Yaakov a lot. I want his chevreshaft. I want an association. And b'meila, a good suda is g'doyla legima k'aris abriyas, and have him there. So in different ifanim, wherever you have lemasal, I'd like to ask somebody for a favor. Sometimes I need the favor, and he's the person that can deliver it to me. And sometimes I want the cash with the person, and he is the one who is going to. And by asking for a favor, I develop a keshe with the person. The inyan of zivug in the bria is v'hoyu lebasa echad. Like Rashi says, they become echad through the vlad. And b'meila, in the inyan of hoylada, it could be nitfas in two oifanim. One oifan is a woman wants a vlad, and therefore the hechatimtza is the baal. A second way in which the same thing could be nitfas is that it's the kirva with the baal is what's wanted. The v'hoyu lebasa echad, and the vlad is creates the like Rashi says that the basa echad is the cheftza of basa echad is the vlad, which is koilal the ishne isha. So in the most shayrishtike chibur and divok in the bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesader it in two stages. The first stage is the krisas bris be'etzem, that it's koiveya, that the tshuka and the chibur is to the baal. And the second stage is b'meila, it can become embodied and perpetuated, made permanent through the chefts of the vlad. That's the Seder HaDvarim. So the Seder HaDvarim is, in order to be koivea, what is the matara and what is the emtsoi? The Seder HaDvarim is, Bia Rishayna is the Matara, and then Bia Shni allows that Emtsoi. That's the Seder HaDvarim, it's not that. When Klal Yisrael is in Tsar and in Tsara, so, and they call out for help, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and he's goyal them. So let's think of a dogma. Imagine somebody is chas v'sholem trapped in a house that's burning, and he calls up the fireman to come save him, or a person doesn't feel well and he calls the ambulance. It's not about the fireman. It's not the pshat as I really like the fireman, I like to have a get-together. I need to get out of fire, and the fireman happens to be the person who can do it. I need medical attention, and the ambulance, the doctor, is the one who can do it. So the tachlis is to get out of the tsar and the tsara, and the hechatimtz is the other. So one could look at it as following. A person has a... Klal Yisrael is in Eis Tzar and Eis Tzara, and they need to be helped. Mitzrayim are pressing them, so we call out Hashem. We ma'aminim ma'aminim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Yochel. Kadosh Baruch Hu could take us out. Kadosh Baruch Hu matzah us, and we call out. So we are ma'amin Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us. So tachlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still an outsider, so to speak, except we know we rely on him to be Mashiach, and so on and so forth. That's not the tachlis of Geula. It's not the tachlis of the whole events in Mitzrayim. The tachlis was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us for himself, and that we become the Am Hashem. That's the tachlis of it. And b'meila, it needed to be done in an oifen where first it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's the Yeshua. The tzvi is, if I'm in a forest, so I'm hunting. I don't have a particular animal I'm hunting. Whatever will be mizdamit. So if I shoot the first tzvi that I see, then, or if I grab hold of the first tzvi that I see, then it's a pshat is, I needed to hunt, I wanted an animal, I got an animal. When I see the tzvi for a second, and then it disappears from me, so now I know what I'm looking for. Now I understand what I'm looking for. And what it's not pshat, I'm hunting the tzvi. So in the process, in the big, big picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wanting to move Klal Yisrael to where he wants them, Geula is not the process of helping us get out of our tzaras. It's the process of us reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and becoming Am Hashem. The tzaras are needed because kol zman a person is has it very cushy and everything is vayishman yishron and so on and so forth, then a person's teva is he doesn't look outside of himself. The Ran says, we've said it many times, Josh Rani speaks about is tshuva mitoich tzaris a good tshuva not? So the Ran says, if the tshuva is just tit for tat, you know, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mean, because I'm doing Averis, he sends all these difficulties, I guess I'm just going to have to change it so that things go well again, that's not a good tshuva. But if the tsar and the tsaris bring out in a person the sense of what he's missing, the sense of it not being toiv, that he's meruchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's because there's no likus, and what I'm missing is a likus, then I begin to get it. It's just like a person who has a close chaver, a spouse, and he's absent for a long time, he begins to realize what the other person fulfilled, what the person filled his life with. That is the mahalach of Kaviyochel. In Geula, you have this mahalach of two stages. It's a pchina of Bir Yishreni Bir Yishniya. Chazal used actually the term Bir Yishreni Bir Yishniya for something else, for Eretz Yisrael, going to the first time, second time. But certainly, Luchas Yishreni's, Luchas Yishniya's, Bayis Yishin, Bayis Yishreni, all of the repetitions, nominally, there's a Siba for it because of Averis and so on, but down deep, there's the two-prong process is very, very essential. It's possible, and that's why it says that you know, Beis Rebbe, they were showing themselves, and Tamar, different Noshim G'doylus, that Chazal say were Memayach Be'etzpah, were showing themselves, they were able, already in Bir Yishreni, to have both in Yom together. But that's the exception, that's the unusual. The normal Mahalach has to be different. That's the Pshat in the Tzvi, that is Nira, and that's the pshat in the pocket pokarati. The pocket pokarati means that it goes in two stages. The nekud of it is that the geula is about the Ribbono Shel Olam and not about the tzaris. And that's something that a Mashiach sheker will never be able to duplicate. There's a famous story with the Goyen, not with it, where somebody's husband disappeared and someone else came after a long time, said he's the husband, and didn't something was fishy, and whatever they tested, he knew, but the Goyen said they should let him go to the shul and Ki'ilu try to find a seat. And the Goyen said, because Tuma can't think of Kedusha. So when he asked the details of the first husband, all the details except where you daven, because that's not something that's oil al daitoi. The Mashiach Sheker sits on the Nekuda of Tzaris. Life is difficult. There's problems. You're being persecuted. Let me tell you how to get out of persecution. That is a Mashiach Sheker. A Mashiach Sheker can promise Harim Gvoyis, and sometimes, unfortunately, they deliver to some degree. That's part of their koyach. The one thing they can't, the one koyach they don't have is emes. And to come along and say, Yidden, no matter how difficult it is, our real problem is we lost Ribbono Shelam. Imagine somebody, Rahman al-Tzlan, he was nifrad from a spouse, and a lot of different difficulties happen. The hakara is that it's the being together that I'm missing. I'm missing a zivuk, and everything else falls out from it. That's the emes of geula. And a Mashiach Sheker, because he's Sheker, can never think of it. He can never say pakoit pakariti. It's going to be in two stages. First, we're going to find Ribbono Shelam, and then we'll find, and b'meila, everything will be good. There's going to be a tkufa when we touch base with Ribbono Shelam, and the tzvi appears for a second so that we can see it, and then it'll disappear. He can't do that. That's not in the world of Sheker. And that's why these oisias appear both in the middle and at the end. It's the same idea of appearing and disappearing. It's something that comes in two phases. The same hachpala. All of these letters are letters of hachpala. The same letter, but it has one surah in the middle and then another surah at the end. Same nekuda. Al kapanim. We find this when after Lama Hari Oisa, he told them that in Va'era, beginning of Va'era, he says, Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, and that's the end of one pasuk. And the next pasuk is Velakachti, Vevesi. In other words, there are two psukim in Geula, and that's what he was telling him. There's the taking out, and then there's the making you my am. And the reason, so in the Seder Dvarim, we became an Am at the end. But Mitzad, the goal, that has to come first. Had they not heard from Ribbono Shelam, had they not had a Nevuah from Ribbono Shelam, they would not have had that Nekuda first. And that's why it came in two stages. This Inyan is a very important Inyan, Mitzad Hashkafa, since Geula is something that is to the core of Yiddishkeit, of Ikrei Emuna, Golus and Geula. The understanding of what Geula is. Geula is not saving us from our difficulties. Geula is returning to where we came from. And the difficulties are just a sign that we've gone off the derech. It's just like when a person is half asleep at a wheel and then, you know, goes to the side and you hear these rumbles or whatever, the particular warning. The rumbles are not the problem. The rumbles are the simbin, that you're on the shoulder, you're not on the road. The tsar and the tsaris and everything is al-kin, ki'ein Hashem v'kirbech, ki'ein ha'kai v'kirbech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. So the real tsar is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. All of the difficulties are because that's what happens when you start going off the road. And if you're stuck quite a bit off the road, it'll take a while till you get back onto it. So this mitzad, the big picture, mitzad Ikrei Emuna, and mitzad Geula and so on, it's a very, very important inyan. It also has another much more personal significance in the following. I want to avert, I think from the Babich Rebbe, if I'm mistaken, he said, "Im kesev talves ami." So, Chassidish Ataych, the word kesef, miloshen kisufin, I think earlier say it, I think I've seen it earlier. The word kisufin means tshuka, and so on. So sometimes a person is overwhelmed with a feeling of kedusha and toiv and so on, and ishtoikikus, and he feels, oh, Baruch Hashem, I've made it, I'm here. So he says it's a mashal, like imagine somebody is out to set, he's building a business, and he applies for $500,000 loan to the bank, and he gets it. He puts $500,000 into his account, and Baruch Hashem, he feels a gvirish, and he basically sits back and tries to figure out how to spend the $500,000. So he's a fool, because the loan is going to be called in at some point, and then he has nothing left, and then he'll be in trouble. A chacham says, this is a loan, and now I need to figure out how to invest it, and so that when I invest it and work hard and earn the money I can earn with it, I can give back the $500,000 and still be left with a rechush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very hard to work for a goal that we don't see, that we've never felt, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down an unearned burst of cheshik, tshuka, and so on. Understanding that this is there as a loan, and then a person needs to be able to use it to build himself up, and so on, so that even when that his iris malamala is gone, the person can still continue and live on his own, so to speak. It is the derech ha'olam that a person that is nichnas to learning avodas Hashem, anything of that nature, many times there'll be a surge, tremendous desirus, a sense of achashalti, a sense of kiras hakem litoiv, many, many, many different feelings in different areas. That's a pchina of Bir Shaina, that's a pchina of Goyal Nira, it's a pchina of the first pocket. In other words, all these are the pchina of the first time we get it, so that we know what we're looking for. Had we not had it, had we not had that initial surge of cheshik, then we had no idea what we're looking for. What does it mean to be shakur and teres Hashem and so on and so forth? What does it mean to be davak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean to do mitzvahs with a lav of kedusha? We don't know what these things mean, and if we don't know what they mean, we don't know what we're looking for. If we don't know what we're looking for, how are we going to find it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gilui. It's a pekida. It wasn't. You know, when you look at the Megillah, it's Tamor. What was it? Kachrov was playing. I mean, he was deliberately. It's like somebody's thirsty. Give him a glass of water and say, then you can't have it. What was the pshat in that? The answer is Adarabba. We need to do it by working for it. And a person cannot work for something unless he's tasted it, unless he's felt it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a pchina of goyel nira, round one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a cheshek, a tshuka, a sairus, and we feel it. When we lose it, which almost inevitably happens, you don't take it as a sign that you messed up. You don't take it as a sign that it'll never happen. You take it as a sign, Rabbi Shalom said, now that you've seen what it's like, you at least know what to look for. Now go and work for it. If we wouldn't have it, we wouldn't have a goal. And if we'd just given it gratis, a person came in to yeshiva and something went well, and he's very inspired and everything. So again, it's not me. It's coming from somewhere else. I understand what I'm looking for. And if I understand what I'm looking for, I can search for it and find it. The geula pratis of a person also works on two stages, and those two stages every bardas understands comes many, many times, different levels, different ifanim. The and it's the only one the only one that is emes, the only haftarah that emes is, if a person gives someone else a taste of toiv, and then he says, and now it's going to take a long time till you earn what it takes to get to it. A person is presented with a shtickel Torah worked out, the Reb Chaim's a shtickel, musik midvash, and so on and so forth. Next time I learn a Rambam, I'm going to stumble and stumble and stumble and say something. It's not going to come like that. But if I have a taste of it, at least I know what I'm looking for. Bez Hashem, both in terms of the Gula Klal Yisrael and a person's own steiging. Let's hope that the pakoids that we've been given is enough that we can move on to the safest, whatever scholars we've had, we have enough that we can be curious with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when things come round and a person realizes what he needs to realize, it'll become not HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a chetimtza for the hatzlacha that we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chetimtza for Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chetimtza, and we feel we yoytzei chavas, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the things work out, both for the Klal and for every Yochid in his journey and seeking for Ruchnius, will understand that the avoda that we have is a chetimtza for the Krisus Bris for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos. Yeah.
Tuesday,
what?
Tuesday.
Should be around. I mean, yeah, normal. Yeah.
Like in the afternoon.
What?
In the afternoon.